Hallelujah, Christ is risen. Hallelujah. In the early light, we behold the new creation. The world has been born again in the risen one. He is the firstborn from the dead. With his cross, he has opened a shining way to heaven. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Alleluia. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. This is the day Adonai has made. Alleluia. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Alleluia. Come, ye faithful, raise the strain of triumphant gladness. God has now brought Israel into joy from sadness. Loosed from Pharaoh's bitter yoke, Jacob's sons and daughters led them with unmoistened foot through the Red Sea's waters. Tis the spring of souls today, Christ has burst his prison, and from 3 days' sleep in death, as our sun is risen. All the winter of our sins, long and dark, is flying from his light, to whom we sing joy and praise undying. Now the queen of seasons bright, with the day of splendor, with the royal feast of feasts, comes its joy to render. Comes to glad Jerusalem, who with true affection welcomes in unwearied strains Jesus' resurrection. I am ascending to my Abba and to your Abba, to my God and to your God. Alleluia, alleluia. O God, you are my God, I long for you from early morning. For you my soul is thirsting, my whole being desires you, like a dry, worn-out, and waterless land. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary. Let me see how mighty and glorious you are. Your constant love is better than life itself. And so I will praise you. I will give you thanks as long as I live. I will raise my hands to you in prayer. My soul will feast and be satisfied, and I will sing glad songs of praise to you. As I lie in bed, I remember you. All night long, I think of you. For you have always been my help. In the shadow of your wings I sing for joy. My heart clings to you, and your hand keeps me safe. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. I am ascending to my Abba and to your Abba, to my God and to your. Alleluia, Alleluia.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Now when the apostles in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent them Peter and John, who went down and prayed for them, that they might receive the Holy Spirit, for it had not yet fallen upon any of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I will not leave you desolate. I will come to you. Alleluia, alleluia. I will not leave you desolate. I will come to you. Alleluia, alleluia. I go away, and I will come to you. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. I will not leave you desolate. I will come to you. Alleluia, alleluia. I will not leave you orphans. Alleluia. I go away and I am coming to you. Alleluia. And your heart shall rejoice. Alleluia. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear, and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child, called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way, by teaching this people of salvation, through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. I will not leave you orphans. Alleluia. I go away and I am coming to you. Alleluia. And your heart shall rejoice. Alleluia.
O Jesus, light of the world, shine on all those who are sitting in the darkness of isolation and the shadows of depression. O Jesus, bread of life, feed us that we may become bread for the world. O Jesus, good shepherd, guide us to the pastures of abundant life. O Jesus, the great vine, graft us to yourself that we may bear much fruit. O Jesus, the way, show us the path and how to walk with you to freedom, flourishing, and the fullness of life. O Jesus, the truth, teach us to seek and embrace the reality of God's love, revealed in the whole of creation and in the mystery of your life, death, and resurrection. O Jesus, the life, fill us with your life-giving spirit that we may live as you live, as one with your Abba. O Jesus, the resurrection, grant eternal rest to those who have died, and consolation to those who grieve their passing.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
We bless and thank you, O gracious God, for you have revealed to the nations your saving power, and filled all ages with the words and melody of a new song in the resurrection of Jesus our love. May our celebration of this Easter season be an echo of this great hymn. Give each of us a voice to sing your praise throughout the day in the way we live our lives and love our neighbors. For yours is the power and glory of love, both now and forever. Amen. May the Good Shepherd who lay down his life for the sheep bless and guide us to peace. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Alleluia. Alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Alleluia.